Greetings and salutations. What's goody, folk? This is your host, coach, and creator of all things soul driven, soul intended, as well as Bryce Bryson Photography. Amen. Amen. So, I'm going to get into today's topic, which is angels versus archangels, the similarities and the differences alike. The content comes from Melanie Beckler, as I did research content on it. So jumping right into it, the difference between archangels and angels. Have you ever wondered about the difference between angels and archangels? So we're going to dive into that, but in order to dive into that first, we need to discuss how angels and archangels are similar. First, to really understand the key difference between archangels and angels, it helps to first look at how similar they are. The similarity is, of course, that they are both incredible angelic beings, beings of angelic hierarchy, who serve humanity from the higher realms of spirit, acting as messengers of divine love, wisdom, and truth. Angels and archangels both fulfill all sorts of different tasks in their missions in order to support us as humans as we journey through our spirituality and life on this earth. In expanding consciousness and turning into our full power as human beings who are essentially beings of love and freedom. So the beings of the angelic realm are beings who serve on the middle path in alignment with divine will to support us as humans on this spiritual journey. But there are different ranks and or levels of the angelic hierarchy. Angels and archangels are two of these different ranks, and also the closest ranks of these angelic beings to humanity. So yes, angels and archangels are on two different levels of consciousness. They're both significantly more advanced in consciousness and have reached a far greater level of consciousness than humanity in the present. And so they can act as guides and way showers for human beings as we progress on our spiritual journeys on divine paths through our lives as individuals. Now, for angels in particular, the rank of angel and the spiritual beings who are a level up from humanity in the angelic hierarchy are angels. Angels who are spirits of life, guide, support, and assist humans as individuals. That's what they are specifically designed for, to be assigned and designated to one particular individual. So the relationship between humans and angels is in fact one-on-one. Beings of the angelic realm can connect with one human being at a time only. And the closest angel to you personally is, of course, your guardian angel, who has been with you since your birth and will continue to be with you through death, physical death on this plane. Your guardian angel is an angel specifically there to guide, support, protect, and assist you in your spiritual life and day-to-day life as well. There is a bit of confusion around this topic of guardian angels, though, because sometimes when people tune in and ask, "Who is my guardian angel?" they receive Archangel Michael, Archangel Gabriel, or Archangel Uriel, or the name of another well-known archangelic being. The thing is, by nature and spirituality, and really by ranking, archangels are not specifically guardian angels, although they can serve as guardian angels over their collective. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean you're wrong if you receive Archangel Michael as your guardian angel, because he could be, in fact, watching over you and particularly guarding you at that time that you received that name. And it doesn't mean that you don't have an archangel with you, because while Archangel Michael is not technically a guardian angel, he can act as a sort of guardian for you and for many simultaneously at the same time. And that's their general function as archangels. But the title and rank of the guardian angel is specifically reserved for the being of the angelic hierarchy, who again is designated just for you individually. The angelic being who has stepped forward prior to your birth and committed to specifically guide, assist, and support you on your spiritual and day-to-day life as an individual, and not anyone else, just you. They're your personal guardian angel, and they love you unconditionally, and they know everything about you, and they still love you unconditionally. They're here to guide and protect you, support you in aligning with your soul path and purpose, to expand your consciousness and come into alignment with your highest light, growth, and truth in your life. Your guardian angels wants you to accomplish everything on your spiritual and soul mission and experience true and lasting fulfillment and happiness in your life. So, angels are the spiritual beings of the angelic hierarchy who are a step above humanity and in consciousness, expansion, and awareness, and they act specifically as guides, messengers, and allies for one individual spiritual beings. We are all guided and always supported by angels, but for most of humanity, our consciousness has been dumbed down so much so that we're not even aware of the presence of the angels in our day-to-day life. But you can regain, but you can regain this level of angelic awareness by going within, opening your heart, and elevating your consciousness. With this, you're able to make the direct link with the realm of angels. I recommend doing that every day to elevate your consciousness and open the link to tune into your guardian angel, who is the closest angelic being to you and the easiest to hear. This is recommended to do at least 7 days straight. Amazing. I just got some money deposited into my account. Cash App. That's what that alert was. And I briefly got distracted by that. Oh, amazing. Amen. And hallelujah. And then once you learn how to connect with your guardian angel, you can connect with the more of the beings, of the angelic realm who are here to support you and assist you in your life and stepping into your divine truth and mission. Amen. Amen. I'm so tickled that that came at this particular moment. Archangels are a level up from the angels, an even higher level of expanded consciousness are the archangels. Archangels are spirits of spiritual fire who work with and oversee entire groups of humanity. They oversee nations, towns, cities, and other groups and designations simultaneously. So yes, angels are able to work with entire groups of people at once. So this is why so many people feel they have, and they really do have, a personal connection with Archangel Metatron, Archangel Michael, or even Archangel Uriel. It's because they are a part of a group which Uriel, Michael, or Metatron is overseeing. Makes perfect sense. Archangels act as intermediaries between the infinite life and complexity of God's source, divine, and humanity in the physical. They act as a bridge to help us receive the divine inspiration, wisdom, and knowing we need in order to thrive in our lives and continue on our individual and collective paths of conscious expansion, personal growth, and evolution. Archangel Michael is by far the most well-known archangel in the world at this time, and for good reason. Archangel Michael is the archangel who is overseeing our current age and period of time that we're in now. And so Michael is very actively guiding and connecting with humanity around the world through many different religions and cultures and ideologies. Michael is there present, sometimes called by another name, but the same spirit is that of Archangel Michael, and is there guiding humanity to become more conscious. Archangel Michael, which means he who is like God, reminds us that we too can become like God. We are innate sparks of infinite, sparks of God presence, and as humans, we have an opportunity now to claim this divine birthright to expand into more of our power of light, truth, claiming the highest level of self-awareness that is available to us, and so that we can become more conscious into sovereignty and progress as divine spiritual beings in human physical form. So the main differences between angels and archangels is the level of consciousness and also how they work with humanity. Again, archangels work with entire groups of people, whereas angels work with specific designated individuals. Both offer incredible support, help, and guidance, and are here to help assist you and guide you in your life. In most cases, except for rare instances, neither angels nor archangels will interfere in your reality without your permission. This is because they recognize your truth as a human being and that you're a being of love and freedom, which includes honoring your free will and gives you the space to choose your path. Do you want to open up to the angelic communication? Do you want to expand into your higher divine consciousness, or do you just want to stay in a limited program of the 3D matrix world idealization and paradigms? It's totally up to you. You have that free will to decide. But be ready for the ramifications, consequences, and even ultimate blessings for the path that you choose. Amen. But if you want to expand, if you want to thrive in your life, accomplish your soul and spiritual mission, and if you want to grow and to make the most out of what this life has for you, ask the angels for help. Call in your guardian angel. Call in Archangel Michael if necessary. Let your heart open. Let the central pillar of light along your spine fill with life. Let your consciousness lift and allow your awareness to raise up above your crown chakra into the center above your head, which allows you to access the higher angelic realm. Lift up in consciousness, awareness to meet the angels halfway, because this is the time we are living in right now in this moment. Angels are rarely now manifesting in physical form because, like a loving parent teaching their child to swim, they're on the other side of the pool cheering them, "Come to me, swim to me, you can do it." They're close by offering their support and protection, but they're not carrying the child across the pool. That's not their job in learning to grow and expand, because then the child doesn't have the opportunity to learn. And so the archangels aren't appearing before people in blazing fire, because there's an opportunity now for humanity to develop higher levels of consciousness in which we are able to lift and expand into the higher angelic realm. So if you want to connect with the angels, get yourself to the meeting point halfway. Raise your vibration. Reach up in consciousness. Prove that you are willing to grow, to put in the work, to meditate, take control of your mind, quiet your mind, to lovingly parent your thoughts, to return to center, to open your heart, lift in love, and your angels will meet you halfway to help lift you further. Your angels are always here for you, to support you, to guide you, and to assist you in your spiritual and daily life on your journey of embodiment. But as a human being, as a spirit of love and freedom, you have incredible power and potential, and the highest divine light, the highest divine I am presence, consciousness, source, energy within your physical body, within your physical form in this lifetime, right now. It's simply a matter of commitment, focus, and yes, divine angelic intervention, which is able to come forward to you. You just have to meet it halfway. So, a soul-driven collective, I certainly hope this information was helpful to you in understanding the difference between angels and archangels. If you liked it, please comment, send a voice message by using the voice message link, which is the first link at the bottom of this podcast episode and all podcast episodes. Or you can even send financial donations of support to either my Cash App, $BryceBryson, or my Venmo, @BryceBryson. Okay? And as a final note, and to reiterate, if you do want to open up to the direct, open up directly, to perceive and experience angels, I recommend, again, to do that practice for connecting with your guardian angels every day for the next 7 days. When you do that, combined with letting go of expectations and how you think the experience will be, you will have an angelic experience, and then from there, your angelic connection can continue to grow. Amen. Amen. This has been your Soul Driven podcast episode. And again, if you want to show financial support or donations, it's always welcome, encouraged, and supported as it is needed for further Soul Driven, intended expansion and endeavors that I'm currently working on. Amen. Amen. I love my soul-driven collective so much. I honor you so much. Those who really believe in my calling, my gifts, and everything beyond that, you are truly valued in my life day to day. And I constantly thank the Most High and Holy Spirit for you all. And this is why I continue to do the work that I do, because of you all. Amen. All right, so this has been your Soul Driven podcast episode. Again, all things Soul Driven, Soul Intended. I am your host, coach, creator, CEO, Bryce Bryson. Until next time, deuces.